You're pretty soft to me.
Like volume wise or texture?
Yes, volume wise.
How about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Sorry.
Am I
Oh, you.
soft to you?
No, you're perfect. You have the
Okay.
perfect, the perfect squish of a voice.
Okay, so thank you all for being with us today. So we are going to we're gonna be playing some games today, and you're gonna be playing with us. If you'd like to play, just kind of draw attention to yourself in some way. And if you don't want to play, it's gonna be that's tough. It's tough to not want to play. That's tough to be on the Zoom,
Sorry,
not want to play.
but
So
also you can't
yeah.
make any mistakes.
That's true. It, winning, losing, what is it really?
Yeah, I mean, you can make mistakes, but we're all just mistakes. So it kind of
Yeah,
blends
that's
in.
true. That's
Don't
true.
worry.
Manolo's a mistake, and I'm also a mistake.
Yeah, so let's all just do little flubs together. Let's all flub
That's right.
together.
That's right. We're gonna flub together. Again, winning, losing, who's to say? Winning does get you a custom magnet and losing gets you nothing. But that's the major difference, I would say.
So there is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But sometimes flubs give you magnets. It's what I
Yeah.
grew up knowing, the one
Yes.
truth.
One truth. That's right. On that note, we'll begin. So this is a
Oh, am I still sounding quiet, Carla? What could I do
maybe
to
you
make
could
this
just bring the
better?
mic closer to you.
All right. To move my little mug. All right. Should I just put it on the floor? Hold on.
What on the floor?
My mug.
Oh.
So if I disappear, I'm just taking a sip. How about now? I'm
Yes,
good?
you sound good to me.
How about this? Am I good? Okay.
Yeah. That
All
sounds
right.
really good. Well, Manolo, do you want to just check in before we get started?
I'm good. I'm still moving and but we pick up the keys today and then and that's it. How about you?
I just wrote one quick question. How many keys are there?
Probably three, that's the standard, and then after that, within an hour, there'll be two sets.
Oh, okay. Great.
We're gonna lose the male key, and then just let it spill out, and then that's how we get our mail.
Great. One time I lived in an apartment, they gave me five keys.
For what?
One for the gate, one for the next gate, one for the door, one for the front door, one for the back door.
Whoa.
Five.
Did you live in
Felt like a dog walker of my own home.
was gonna say, do you live in a jail?
Yes. 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 So that's kind of what I would prepare you for is just to kind of be someone with a lot of keys.
Can't wait. I'm gonna keep my old pair, just if I want to have a look-see to see what happens, how do they change it, see what they did to the place, just kind of waltz in there.
I'm kind of going to speak for the group. I'm not sure if this is the right thing to say, but I don't really know what you're talking about.
I keep the current keys, so then in the
You
next
can,
month or
I don't think
so
you can do that.
I have like five copies of them.
Okay.
Just in a shoebox. I have to make use of them.
I
I'll
guess so. Yeah.
just for a little peek. I just want to peek.
Just
See
a
what
little
they did.
peek.
See what they
Well.
did. Where did they put the couch? See how they improved my feng shui.
But well, your apartment's pretty nicely laid out as it is, maybe. But there's always room for improvement. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this,
How about
from my
you?
perspective,
What's going on?
I've been home alone with the dog
And
It's going pretty good. I gave the dog a haircut, and we just went for a walk. Dog ate 2 pieces of hot dog bun. Pretty good stuff's going on.
what about the hot dog? What
No, there
happened to the
wasn't a
hot
hot
dog?
dog. The hot dog was not there. No, somebody might have eaten the hot dog, Manolo. But then it was just the remains, and I think the flavored bread really got him excited.
I do like hot dog flavored bread. Just dip it in the hot dog water. And it's like that Italian thing. There's a word for it, where you scrape up the sauce with the bread. I do that
Yuck. Okay, so Manolo, let's just kind of get to the cut to the chase here. Do you have the theme song with you?
water. I don't. And it's probably packed in a box somewhere.
Okay. Does anyone
Does anyone?
have the theme song maybe or an instrument? Oh, okay. It looks like Regina from Corvallis. Am I saying Corvallis?
Yeah, that's right.
Oregon?
Corvallis, Oregon. Yeah.
Okay,
I think
and
we had someone on here a few episodes ago who said it was called Corvegas. I know it as Corn Valley personally, but
what?
that must be a
Corn?
neighborhood regional difference.
Corn Valley or Corn?
Yeah. Two
Wow.
different schools of thought on
Yeah.
sort of the tone.
Yeah, Regina, I love that you're coming in so ready. I want to know, are you sitting in front of a piano?
I sure am. I've been sitting in front of this piano for the last few days, writing out attempted sheet music, but listen, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you for what. We were last week, people were talking about vulnerable truths on this show. And I'll say this, sight singing and aural skills in college was one of the only classes I nearly failed. So this is a very vulnerable moment for me, but I'm going to do my best.
Are you a
Okay.
performer or musician?
No, I am a soil scientist. I do soil ecology.
How did, so you didn't apply sight singing to your soil?
No, but maybe I should try. I could, you know how they say, if you sing to plants, they grow better. Maybe the soil will be better if I tried serenading it. But
So I know this isn't a doctor hangout and you're about to
yeah, Manolo,
play
this was kind of supposed
Grace
to be
S
just a
with some.
quick hit, you know what I mean? The theme
I
song,
like
but yeah, if you have
learning.
another question for sure.
I have this little plant, and it was dying because I forgot to water it for a few months.
No.
But then I started watering it, and every time I watered it, I said, "I love you." And then now there's like, now it's in full bloom, and it's like twice
No.
as big.
I don't
It's twice as
know.
big.
No, I don't believe this at all. This is not,
It's like
that's
pouring out
not,
of it.
there's no way you loved it back to health. There's no
I did.
way.
That's the strength of love, the power of
Don't
love.
I can't believe that's how we're starting this episode.
It's the most I said I love you to any living being on this planet.
Manolo, this is how you're starting the show. Okay, all right, okay, so let's.
Maybe if my vocal teacher had loved me, I would be a better
I
singer.
can't
Yeah, you
believe
would
we're
have
going
grown into
into
a great
this.
singer.
Okay.
Would have grown into an A plus.
Five, six, seven, eight.
It's Joe Firestone. Do we want to play a game? Tell her we're not home. But she needs to know she's Dr. Game Show. Game Show.
Regina, thank you so much.
Thank
Should we
you.
call you Dr. Regina or just Regina?
You can call me Regina. I'm not a PhD yet.
Okay. Thanks, Regina. Appreciate it.
I'll
Really
also accept
appreciate it.
Dr. Dirt.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll keep that in mind. Thank you. Thanks, wow, really nice start. Really nice start to the episode. I think we turned it around from from love. Okay, so we're going to play three games, and one game will be voted as the winning game, and we'll play that next episode. And if you'd like to submit a game, you can always email us at drgameshow@gmail.com. We will read it. Right, Alex? Yeah. Yes, Alex is nodding his head a lot. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you have a game, we would love to hear from you. We can't do it without you. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. So, Manolo, you ready to start this thing?
I am. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just needed to adjust that throw pillow real quick, and now you're ready.
Yeah, now I'm ready.
Okay, yep. Gotcha.
Okay, so this is called It's a Living, and it's submitted by Veda Igbenedian. I'm definitely saying that wrong. Igbenedian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, listen, Veda, I'm sorry. I know you were on a previous episode, so if you're listening to this, I am sorry, but Veda is from Washington, D.C., and here is what Veda writes. Remember how in the Flintstones, his household tasks performed by modern appliances today were instead performed by prehistoric animals? In It's a Living, Joe names a modern appliance, and the contestant has to say which animal would best perform it and provide an explanation as to why. If Manolo thinks that the animal would do as good of a job or a better job than the modern appliance, he says it's a living, and the contestant gets a custom magnet. If he thinks the animal would not do a good job, then he says yabba dabba no way, and the contestant is unceremoniously muted. P.S. It's not the Stone Age anymore, so it goes without saying that these animals would all be paid a living wage.
Oof.
Okay. Oof. I just want to put it out there. This might be I'm just going to kind of go with a sample. Just a sample round. Whenever I eat something that I know appeals to the dog, I eat the most of it. Most of it I eat. But then what I'll do is I'll kind of leave the plate or bowl, and I'll let the dog clean it up.
That's
so
great.
I think a dog will be a good dishwasher. Except for the mouth of the dog being on the dishes is actually kind of disgusting to a lot of people.
Do you let the dog kiss your mouth?
Kind of. It's a no rules household. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cute. You'd make a great mother. I think that you're looking out for Loaf.
Thanks, Manolo.
With the food.
Appreciate that a lot. Okay.
Just, you know, when you see your child, like, looking at the food you're eating, you eat most of it, and then just give your child, like, a little dollop of the hot dog or, you know, quesadilla.
Yeah, I know that feeling for sure. So, okay, Manolo, do you have a theme song for It's a Living?
Yeah, but I saw some people that had instruments, so maybe they want to help too.
Who had an instrument? Anyone have an instrument?
Could it be Emily and Isaac?
Oh, Emily and Isaac had an instrument? What was that instrument?
I
hope it's not a kazoo, but it is a kazoo. Great. Oh, it's two kazoos. It's two kazoos. Great. Emily and Isaac, are you there?
Hey.
Yes, gorgeous.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
Hope you're ready for this chaos.
Yeah. Okay. So you have two kazoos. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll get answered.
I couldn't let me bring in the ukulele.
Okay.
No ukulele. We could have had three instruments.
Too heavy.
Okay. All right. The name of the game. The name of the game is It's a Living. Emily and Isaac, take it away.
Okay,
Okay, really nice.
Beautiful.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Okay, I
sounds
just
like a Ken Burns documentary.
It does. It sounds exactly like a Ken Burns documentary. That was gorgeous. Okay.
It says you're muted, but you're not.
I know, it's incredible. It's like the most beautiful prank in the world. And the person that can't be muted is the person with a kazoo. Okay, so okay, so who would like to play? It's a Living. We have it's really an incredible game. Oh, it looks like a lot of people want to play so far. I see Bill in Dallas, Texas. Bill, is it working? Are you unmute, Bill? There.
Yes, I think you can. You hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yay!
Okay, and just all right. To report, Isaac is still blowing into the kazoos now. Two of them. Great. Okay, but the mute button has worked. Okay, so Bill.
Yes.
Do you kind of get a sense of the game?
I think so. Okay. You know, the record player, saber-tooth tiger, that sort of thing. I get it.
Yeah, you get it. Okay, so Bill, go for it. What do you think? What animal would best perform? I name a modern appliance.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, I could name both if you want.
It's okay. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Air conditioner.
Air conditioner. Let's see. It seems like the easy answer, but I'm going to have to go with pterodactyl. Why did I say the P like a weirdo? A pterodactyl, because, you know, they could just stand in front of you and you like flap their wings right in your face and really just get that real good breeze going.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
no Freon. It's energy. It's green energy.
Mm. Yeah, it's no Freon. That's the key. So Manila, what do you think?
Instead of Freon, you just smell BO.
That's probably true of most animals in the prehistoric age.
Yeah. Getting the whiff of those pterodactyl pits. All right, so I'm going to say it's a Living.
Yay!
Okay.
Good one.
Yeah, really nice work. Really nice work, Bill. You get a custom magnet. Really nice work. Really good. Okay, so Bill started us off pretty strong.
I agree.
Okay, we're ready for our next contestant. But who's it going to be? Oh, it looks like I see Corey in Philadelphia. Corey in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Is that right?
That is right. Hello.
Okay, Corey.
Do you have any other names for Philadelphia?
Philly. I'm an implant. I'm not a native, so.
Okay.
No, but no one likes to ask these hard-hitting questions to get answers like Philly. This is kind of the whole, this is all part of it. So
I was going to say Vegas, yeah. Also, Bill is from Del Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So,
Sorry, I don't have any other ones.
No, I don't think anyone needs to. Okay, so Corey, your appliance is going to be Christmas lights.
Christmas lights. And are we talking just prehistoric animals, or can it be any animal?
It could be any animal.
I love that. I'm going to go with something that I didn't have growing up, but since I moved to Philadelphia, the lightning bugs, I think, are going to be really good substitutes for Christmas lights. And pop, 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 they just pop, you know, in the summer nights and just give me that warm glow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Where are you from that didn't have lightning bugs?
I'm from Montana originally, central Montana.
Nice. The non lightning bug capital of the world. All right.
Yeah, as it's known.
And all of these riffs are really popping off.
I'm sweating because the pterodactyl is off. so I'm going to say It's a Living.
Oh, okay, Corey, nice work. Beautiful, picturesque image that you've painted for us. Thank you so much.
I don't know if they survived much during the Christmas time, but
yeah, it's okay. We're kind of living in the present. So thank you so much, Corey. Really nice. Really nice. Okay, Corey's played. Corey's won. Bill's played. Bill's won. Will the next person win after
Probably
they play?
Not.
It's hard Maybe. To say. Stephanie from Flint, Michigan. Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Pressure's on, Stephanie.
Are you ready?
I'm very ready. I know All a lot right. of animals.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, that's good. It's okay. I'm going to go ahead and say throw pillow.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to go with the classic, like, big fat bunny.
The classic big fat bunny.
Yeah, they're like soft and they're very pillowy. And I bet if you laid on one like lightly, it wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Seems pretty good to me. Manolo, I mean, what do you think? Are you going to...
When you like lay on the bunny, the sound it would make is, it's a living.
Oh, wow. Really buried that win there. Stephanie... Everybody thought, no way she's going to win. Turns out...
Everyone was against me.
Yeah, everyone was against you. And it turns out you overcame everything.
Yeah, like a dark horse.
Also would probably be a good pillow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks so much, Custom Magnitude. Really nice.
Match the dark
Thank
couch.
You.
Okay, that was really good. It's a living. But we have to move on. This is a game called Lickopedia, submitted by Sandy Saxon from Denton, Texas. Manolo, do you have a theme song for this one?
Yeah, but I wonder if anyone else has an instrument.
Looks like a lot of people have instruments.
Maybe.
Looks like a lot of people are volunteering.
Behind them but or off to the side.
Oh, it looks like, okay, it looks like Andrew in Hallowell, Maine. Is that right? Has an instrument?
Yes. Yes. Hello. Yes, I do.
Welcome. Okay. Okay, let's...
It's called Lickopedia.
Okay, and then Carla, are you going to sing?
Sure.
We'll see where the spirit leads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Improv.
Here we go.
Wikipedia. 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 What's in your taste? Wikipedia, Wikipedia, don't let that knowledge go to waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really great job. Thank you so much, Andrew and Carla, for the support. Really nice.
Thank you.
That was gorgeous. Okay. Here's how this game works. It's in Sandy writes, this is inspired by one of my favorite Dr. Game Show games, Lictionary. Here is Lickopedia. A caller playing the game sticks out their tongue and keeps it there as if they have licked something metal and gotten their tongue stuck. Then they read part of a random Wikipedia article out loud with their tongue sticking out. If Joe or Manolo can guess the Wikipedia article, the caller wins and gets a custom magnet. The game ends when Joe declares that she is fed up with this unlistenable nonsense.
Hmm.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Okay, it seems like a lot of people want to play this one, and fortunately, we're going to get a chance to get to everybody, fortunately. Okay, so we'll go ahead and start with Annie in San Diego, California. Annie, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Annie.
Hi. All right, should I go for it?
Yeah. Do you have your Wikipedia article picked out?
Hold up something.
Okay. Okay. Tongues out.
Joseph Terra, born... 24 July 1988 is an American Canadian writer and actress. It's a creature and so it will go when so far soft with you.
Wow.
Manolo, any guesses into what this Wikipedia article could be about?
Is it famed comedian Connor O'Malley?
I was going to guess it was famed comedian Joe Pera.
Yeah, I would say the other Joe is actually correct Joe. Here.
Wow.
O'Malley, really close. Very close, guys.
But it was Joe Pera, the Wikipedia of Joe Pera. Well, 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 look what we've done. Nice tongue pronunciation. Really good very work. Good. Annie, yeah. You're getting a custom magnet. Really good. Really good work.
Well earned, I would say.
Well earned. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Okay, this is a difficult game, but we've proven that somebody can win. Can anybody else? We do not know. Okay, looks like Jake in Chicago would like to go. Jake in Chicago.
Jake from Chi Vegas.
Okay. I was going to say, there was a Jake from Chicago last week.
Uh-huh.
Not me. Different guy.
Yeah.
I was going to say welcome back.
Mm-mm, first time.
Okay. Hey, thanks, well, Jake. Thanks for clearing welcome. Things up with that. Uh-huh. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, get that tongue out.
Tongue's a-blazing.
This post by November 4, 1961, is an American reality show host and executive producer. He is best known as the Emmy Award-winning host of the U.S. version of the reality show Survivor. He is also the host of the Jeff Probst Show, a syndicated daytime talk show produced on CBS Television Distribution since September 2012. To make her exciting.
Okay, Jake, I'm gonna cut you off here. This is really nice work. Quite a long time.
That just sounds like me in kindergarten.
Okay, so I definitely got a lot of, you know, I heard CBS. I heard syndicated. I heard host.
Producer, podcast, this blank show.
Yeah, we're having people in Regina. Remember, Dr. Dirt is suggesting Ryan Seacrest. It looks like Alex, our producer, thinks it has something to do with Survivor, the TV show. A lot of people are guessing Steve Harvey. Carla and Andrew are going on a limb guessing Jerry Springer. There's a lot of really good guesses out there. Manolo, what are you going to guess?
Sorry, something fell and I got startled. I didn't know you were going to call on me and...
What are you talking about? We're co-hosts. That's the whole point, is we talk the whole time.
I don't know, I was so nervous.
I don't need to call on you.
I didn't know you were co-hosts. I was so nervous.
Startled when I ask you to talk?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I might have to. Can you that sentence with the one the was it the podcast with the blank show? Can you do that one again?
You're making him do it again.
Podcast with the blank show,
or maybe you said I don't know one of the sentences that you said. Can you say that again?
One of the sentences that you said. Could you say it again? Yeah, you heard him, Jake.
He is best known as the Emmy Award-winning host of the U.S. version of the reality television show Survivor.
Okay, the host of Survivor. The host of Survivor. Okay. Do you know who that is, Manolo?
Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
Wow! Okay! Wow, Jake, hard work pays off, and we've learned that today. You're getting a custom magnet. Really good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, Jake from Chicago, the only one we've ever known. Really good work. This is a really tough game, but so far both people that have played have won. Will the next person that plays win?
Maybe we should come up with better, harder games.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't know, it's really tricky. Who's going to win? Okay, it looks like we have not heard from Kate in Columbus, Ohio. So, Kate, it is your turn.
Oh, Kate. No.
No worries.
Dude, we were hoping for. So, Kate, do you have a Wikipedia article?
You know, I do. Really excited to be with you all today for this. Mm. All right, ready?
Yes. Okay.
Bell, also historically spelled bagel, is a bread product originating in the Jewish communities of Poland.
Okay, so far I've got bagel. I got bagel so far.
It's Manolo. Bagel.
It's a bagel?
It's a bagel.
Okay, is it? That was.
I was just thinking about bagels.
It's the Wikipedia course. Article for bagels.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, what was
What was it? Did you say that it was also known for? What is it also known for?
Also historically spelled bagel, but spelled different.
Oh, how is it otherly named as spelled?
B-E-I-G-E-L. So we all learned something today.
Wow. Oh, Kate, thank you so much. This is the kind of thing that we really love to hear. And everybody thought you were going to lose. Everybody was against you. And look what you did. Bagel.
Underdogs.
Almost 3 seconds flat. So nice work, Kate. You're getting a custom magnet. Really good work.
This is an episode of Underdogs.
A real episode of Underdogs. Just a fun fact. Wikipedia's own Joe Pera pronounces bagels bagels.
Bagels. Oh, I knew someone else who did that too.
Yeah.
Born on the other side of the country.
Does anyone want a bagel? And then you say, what are you offering me? Yeah. Okay, something a little fun for everybody. And Jeff Probst actually pronounces it boogaloo.
That's true. That's why there aren't any bagel challenges on the islands.
Exactly. Okay, this has been pretty good, and everybody's won so far until now. Joan in Bellingham, Washington. Joan, are you ready for it?
No.
Okay, Joan, that's that attitude we love to hear. So, Joan, do you have your Wikipedia article up?
I clicked the random link, and it just takes me to Wikipedia colon random.
Hmm, okay. So that's thanks for showing your work there. Yeah. Maybe if there's...
report that to them in case someone else has to...
Yeah. Or is there anything you want to... Are you interested in anything? Are you interested in... any topics? Maybe you could just type that. Just type it real quick into.
Or okay. Anyone that anything that we might know.
Yeah, so like bagels or Joe Pera. That would be really good. We're really good at those. Jeff Probst took us a little bit longer in case you're just trying to figure out.
Okay, I'll do this.
Okay. Ready? Yeah.
And then the surface is a. Surface and demand to reduce the ability of other materials to stick to it.
Ooh. Okay. I know what it is.
Okay. So, Joan, when I said, what are you interested in, I really didn't think this was going to be what you were interested in, but it turns out that's the truth. Okay, so Manolo, do you have an idea?
Velcro.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say non-stick surface.
Yeah. How'd you get that?
I speak tongue out. So yeah, I heard non-stick surface. You know what, Joan? What if you could just kind of walk us through why you put that into Wikipedia?
I didn't. I clicked in the search Wikipedia, and for some reason, the first suggestion was pan stick. But there was nothing for pan stick available, but they did suggest non-stick surface.
Mm.
Thanks for walking us through that. That was worth the walk. So, Joan, you're actually getting a custom magnet.
Thank you.
I like the way you think.
And hopefully it's you attach it to a stick surface.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I know what that is.
Yeah, you gotta look it up on Wikipedia. Thank you, Joan. Wow, Joan did great. And who would have thunk?
Nobody. And then
they turned it around.
They turned it around.
Okay, so now it's time for...
a word from our sponsor. What do you say? This podcast is sponsored in part by Magic Spoon. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but as an adult, you might not want to indulge in that much sugar as often. Right,
hey,
Joe?
Hey.
I'm trying out a new something to say when I enter a room.
Hey.
Growing up cereal, that's me.
Magic Spoon is great. It's got 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, 140 calories, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving.
Yeah, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb-full.
Excuse me?
It's low-carb. It's low-carb. Oh. Carb is low.
Okay. You can build your own box or get a variety pack with available flavors. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon.
Yep.
Oh, also, they're bringing back 2 super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle permanently.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And, you know what else
I love? You sound like an agent.
An ancient?
An agent.
Oh.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, if only I knew how else agents talk. I love that for you. You know what I've been eating lately? And like...
What?
I've been like, every time I pour the strawberry one, it blooms with this aroma of strawberry and it just gets me excited to down the whole bowl, and I have to like keep reminding myself to add the milk. Hey, Manolo, use the spoon first, you know, be a human. But that's how lovely the aroma of strawberry. So that's my jam right now.
That's wonderful to hear. Uh-huh. I wouldn't have thought you as a strawberry guy.
I didn't think so either. But here we are.
Sorry. Okay.
What was that?
My dog came and said hi.
Your dog was like, did somebody say strawberries?
Yeah, I think so. The dog really likes blueberries, but strawberries could also.
Here's the thing. I put blueberries in my strawberry magic spoon.
Whoa. I can't believe we're still talking about Magic Spoon after all this time. It was beautiful. So, listen, go to magicspoon.com/gameshow if this really piqued your interest to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code GAMESHOW at checkout to save $5 off your order.
Also, Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked.
Remember, that's magicspoon.com/gameshow and use the code GAMESHOW to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are or what you have. Life can be stressful.
You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress is high, you could probably use the chance to unload.
And let me just throw this in. Unload it and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life. Someone who isn't going to judge you or take sides on anything. You'll be surprised at how much it can help.
BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, and it's more affordable than in-person therapy. See if it's for you.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Dr. Game Show listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gameshow.
Have your first session in under 48 hours at betterhelp.com/gameshow.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week on Bullseye, David Byrne on the Talking Heads easing back into live performance and the magic of doo-wop.
You don't get it very much, people doing dippity-dip-dip, whoa-whoa, ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma. You don't get a lot of that.
Listen to Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Hey, podcast fan. We'd like to get a better idea of who you are and what you care about. So we have a quick favor to ask. If you have a few minutes to spare, please go to MaximumFun.org/adsurvey. There, we've got a short anonymous survey that will take about 5 minutes to fill out. Plus, if you finish it, you'll get a 10% discount on merch at the MaxFun store. MaxFun shows have always relied on support from our members and always will. This survey will help keep the few ads we do run interesting and relevant to you. That's MaximumFun.org/adsurvey. ADSURVEY. All one word. And thanks for your help.
Really nice. Okay, so now we've obviously done a bunch of ads. You know how it goes. Anyone have anything they want to plug during this time for our ads? Yeah. Anybody have any products? Yeah. Just checking in with Andrew in Huntington, New York. Andrew, did you want to add anything to our sponsor list?
Kazoo.
Anything, Andrew? Kind of, anything?
Yeah, I was thinking. I've been having Trader Joe's almond milk, and that's pretty good.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. Appreciate that. Really appreciate that. Thanks so much. Okay, we're just gonna check in with Stephanie in Flint, Michigan. Stephanie, just checking in real quick.
Hi. I really love papyrus cards. I actually have one right here. They just make a great quality, nice cardstock.
Thanks so much, Stephanie. Really appreciate that. Thanks for checking in. Steve in Indianapolis, we're going to just check in real quick. Steve?
I would definitely like to support Cold Brew Coffee, since I would not be able to finish my day without it. So,
what kind of coffee?
Cold Brew.
Cold Brew Coffee. Thanks, Steve. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
I had some this morning, homemade.
Wow, this is great. We're just kind of idiot. Oh, looks like Regina or Dr. Dirt as a product.
Hi, I thought that we could launch a startup called Whispering Sweet Nothings to Your Dying Plants, and that would be a pretty good sponsor. So what would happen is you would submit a form online and say, my plant is not doing good, and Manolo or one of our other trained plant therapists would come to your home and, you know, just talk it out with your plant. Tell them kind of like twice weekly how much you love them. And I think that'd be really, really good.
Kate in the chat is suggesting it be called Better Kelp. thanks for that. Nice. Thanks for that. Really nice. Just going to check in with Joan, our classic underdog. Joan, any products you want to put out there?
No, but I think Kate did a really good job with BetterHelp. Yeah. So I just want to amplify Kate's voice. Thank you for asking.
Thanks, Joan. Really appreciate that. Just going to check in with Kate. Kate,
I feel really heard. I feel like a little plant that got whispered to on BetterHelp.
That
feels good.
Thanks, Kate. Really nice work. Okay, so we're going to move
community.
On. It's a great community. It's great. It's thriving. So this is called Dr. Tippett. Dr. Tippett. How did we call it? Dr. Tippett Tiff.
Typo Tiffy F.
Yeah, this is the winning game from last episode. It was one of those classic, oh, let's do what the chat says, you know, and this is where we've landed with Dr. Typotipiaf. Dr. Typotipiaf is a rules are by Alice Refelt from Los Angeles, California, and Quinn Murphy from Sammamish, Washington. You have to say a sentence out loud with a typo in it. Manolo has to guess which word has a problem.
You also have to do a theme song.
Yep, for Dr. Typo Tippiev.
Take it away, Andrew and Carla.
Okay, here we go. Andrew and Carla, sorry, here you go. This is messed up, the art you could create. Wow, really nice work, Carl and Andrew. Really nice work. Wow. Wow. Really making Maine look good. Okay, so, that's Dr. Typo Tippiev, and we'll get started. I'm going to check in with Emily and Isaac. We haven't heard from them in a bit. I hope it's working again. Emily and Isaac, can you unmute? There we go. Can we hear you?
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
So, Emily. Oh, great. The kazoo's still here. Great. Okay, so Emily, Isaac, do you have a sentence with a typo in it?
Did you want to try? Ike had an idea.
Oh, okay, great. Is it Ike or Isaac?
Oh, Isaac. That is just the nickname you say. I use the nickname on him.
Okay.
Girl Philip.
I can't. What was your sentence, though? I can't remember it. There. We say that a little louder and closer to the laptop.
No, you do it.
Okay, Ike's idea was, it's theirs.
What did you say?
It's theirs.
The sentence
it's
is-
theirs.
It's theirs. Okay.
Okay. This is a tough one.
Okay.
Like me.
Okay. We have a little disclaimer. Okay, so this is, it's theirs. Okay, Manolo, what do you think? Where's the typo? It's theirs.
I think that the sentence requires 3 exclamation points.
Is that the typo? It needs exclamation marks.
3. Okay, I'm gonna go out and say that actually that there's an apostrophe after only one of them, after the T in its.
Mm-hmm. I apostrophe TS. Was that the typo?
Yes.
Oh, you got
wow,
it.
Wow. I got a yes. I got a yes from Isaac. This is awesome. Okay. Thank you so much, Isaac. Joe, and Emily, you're getting a custom magnet for that.
Joe got it right, and I got an F in English.
Well, it's okay. You tried. We both tried, and through teamwork, we figured out how to get to the kazoo of the matter. So this was pretty good. Tippy F is off to a pretty good start. Right. Let's see. Noah in Springfield, Virginia. We have not heard from you yet. Noah, are you there?
Hello, Joe. Hello, Manolo.
Hi, Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Yeah, I'm Springfield, Virginia.
Springfield, yes. Vegas, Virginia.
Exactly.
So, Noah, you're obviously, you know, you're coming in with a pretty good attitude. You got you got a sentence in mind?
I do. A wise old man once told me, we are all Miss Bakes.
We are all Miss Bakes. Manolo, what do you think is the typo TPF of this sentence?
We are all Miss Bakes. Oh, so like, is it like the bisque soup bakes? Like when you bake soup.
Yep, that was the one thing I typed right was the bakes part. All the rest of it was wrong.
Okay, thanks, Noah. Really nice work. That good attitude is really getting you far. You got yourself a custom magnet, even though you're just enabling this man. Okay, really good, Noah. Custom magnet to you, Bisbakes. Okay, let's see. Who hasn't gotten a chance? Okay, Steve in Indianapolis. Steve, would you like to go?
Sure, Joe. I'm going to go ahead and read my Wikipedia article.
Okay.
Up. All right. The American Kennel Club is a registry of purebred dog pedigrees in the United States.
Steve, I'm going to have you go back and do it one more time, if you could. Just one more time.
Yeah. The connection's kind of...
It's not you. Sorry about that. Connection. No. It's not you. It's the connection.
It's the modem or whatever.
No.
The internet.
Okay, you're doing great, Steve.
No, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Doing good.
The American Kennel Club is a registry of purebred God pedigrees in the United States.
Okay. We heard you this time. Connection's back and ready for action. Manolo, what do you think?
Wait, can you say the first few words?
The first few words, Steve. Noah wants the first few words.
I'm sorry about my connection, guys.
It's all right.
The American Kennel Club is a registry of purebred dog pedigrees in the United States.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's the American Church Club.
Manolo, these jokes are killer. You're doing great. All right. So thank you, Steve. Was that correct?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Really nice. We're really going in the good direction. Steve, you're getting a custom magnet. Really good work.
Hooray. Thank you.
Yeah. No, hooray. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so we've not actually had Carla and Andrew play. So Carla and Andrew, if you would like to go.
Do you have one?
I don't have one. Do you have one?
Sure.
No good.
Okay. if you're hungry, try not to lose that bagel.
Oh. Yeah, you said... it should be Beagle, like the dog. Right?
You know what? Yeah, sure. That's exactly what it is.
Manolo, you'd eat a Beagle?
If I'm really hungry, yeah. Maybe
Beagle's going to go ahead of you and it's going to find the food for you because you're hungry.
Just
so don't lose it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because... I was going to be like, Carl also add a, just add like a few really, really, really in front of hungries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You're getting a custom magnet. Really nice work. Manolo, how does it feel to have strangers say the phrase, sure, to you over and over? How does that feel?
It feels reassuring. I feel...
You feel good.
I feel hurt.
I feel
like, you know, the continuation of my past life is occurring.
Okay, let's see if you can get another from somebody. Let's see. Andrew from Huntington has not played yet. Andrew, would you like to play?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
We got, can you pass me a Peuper plate for my bagel?
Yeah, it's Beagle again. 'Cause the Beagle's hungry and knows how to use a plate. Knows how to use a Peuper plate.
Andrew, what do you think?
Yeah.
great.
You gave you me another, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
feels see? Good. Feels must feel good, doesn't it?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, now I feel.
Cool. Yeah.
Now I know how everyone I talk to feels.
Andrew, you get a custom magnet, and Manolo?
What do I get?
What do you get? What do you get?
I don't know.
Well, Manolo, if anything, we can acknowledge that you have committed to the bit. I think that's something that, you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, I'll stop this. It's not really working. But you said, no, I'm going to continue.
I'm going to, yeah. I'm just going to answer as honestly as possible.
Actually, Manolo has a really important announcement. He just got a job copy editing for the New York Times. It's going to be an incredible job opportunity, yeah. And the news is going to really benefit.
Yeah, it's a step up from writing spam emails. So I'm looking forward to that little bump.
Yeah, as you should, Okay, Typo TPF, that was a game, and we played it, and nobody can say we didn't.
No,
so that's been it's been pretty good. It is time for everybody to vote on a game, and you can vote on Typo TPF, Wikipedia, or It's a Living, and you can vote in the chat. Manolo's going to read them out. Manolo, you feel good about reading them out?
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Dr. Dirt Music, Dr. Bagel, Dr. Manolo Affirmations, okay. It's a Living, Better Kelp, Typo Tiffy-F, It's a Living, Better Kelp, Dr. Dirt Bagel, Nonstick Surfaces, Kelp Mirona, Better Kelp, Typo Tippy F, Isaac, also known as Ike.
Okay, so Help Me Rona was a play on Help Me Rhonda. Was that? I'm just going to check in with Bill in Dallas, Texas, just to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be. I just left out the D. I got ahead of myself.
You did what's called Rhonda. A typo Tippy F.
I did. So, like, I played two games at once. One was... Typo Tippy F, and one was mess with the game.
Okay, thanks, Bill, for walking us through
that
one.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Okay, so it looks like the winning game right now is Better Kelp, which is I'll remind everybody, not a game we've played, but actually a made up sponsor. So so for those who are suggesting that maybe we play Better Kelp. Could anybody in the chat? Okay, so Bill's kind of at it again with Better Kelp Saul, which just Bill, I'm just going to check in real quick. So Bill, that was a play on Better Call Saul.
Of course it was. You're right in sync with me there, Joe.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much, Bill. Appreciate that.
You're
really
welcome.
Nice work. No, you're welcome.
Turning okay, into a Cockney thing.
So Kate is suggesting you give advice to TV plants.
What are TV plants?
Okay, and then Jake from Chicago is calling Breaking Kelp. Okay, so Jake, that's just really quickly, that's a play on Breaking Bad? Is it just...
It's the sequel to Better Kelp Saul.
Uh-huh. Mm. Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it. I'm going to mute. Okay, so so this is... Okay, so Joan is saying, what about their competitor, Stock Space? Joan, do you want to explain yourself?
That's pretty obvious. It's, it's like stocks as in like stocks of vegetables as in like a celery stock, and it's just a space to air your grievances about, you know, vegetables following you around and stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, Joan. Appreciate that. Put that in the chat. Thanks a lot, Joan. Okay. So, Bill's suggesting air your grievances. Okay. So that's just checking, Bill. What is that a play on, if you could, in a couple words?
What show is that?
Air Your Grievances. Air Your Grievances.
Thanks, Bill.
It's the plant version. For plants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for plants. It's the plant version for plants. Uh-huh. Okay. So Regina is suggesting Joe provides a plant ailment, crispy leaves, and Caller gives a prognosis and affirmational advice. Carla and Andrew are suggesting, what advice would you give your plants to keep them from committing suicide? This is from the people in Maine with the jazzy piano? What is going on? Bill is suggesting the player is a sick plant who calls in to therapist Manolo and he gives advice on how to grow big and strong. That's disgusting, Bill. Okay, Stephanie is suggesting you whisper affirmations to a plant, Manolo, and if Manolo says he'd grow big and tall, you get a custom made. Awful! Awful, Stephanie! This is disgusting!
Oh, no.
Okay, Alex is suggesting, why do our callers hate the show so much? Corey is saying Joe is a bageler and needs to replace the egg with a vegan alternative. Better kelp? Manolo would say if he would eat it. Corey, what is that? Corey, that doesn't even... What are you talking about, Corey?
My son has an egg allergy, so we need to find non-egg bagels. And so what would you put in? Maybe kelp or some vegan alternative. And maybe Manolo... It's not hot dog water.
How dare you bring your son's allergies into this? Get out of here, Corey. I cannot believe this. Bill saying it's killing it, Corey. Wow. People are really rooting for Corey now. Unreasonable. Okay. Wow. People really love Corey now. Corey's the hero. Wow. Okay, so... Oh, yeah. People really like Corey's rules. Corey's rules about a bagel and eggs. Great. Yeah, that's great. Better Corey help. Okay, Bill says better Corey help. So, Bill, just checking what that's a play on, if you could. Just, Bill.
Well, it's better Corey kelp. So, you know, it's kelp, and it's also a man's name, Corey, the hero of the recording.
So that's a play on Better Call Saul is better Corey kelp?
Sure. Uh-huh. Yes, that's what I intended.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Playing all five games.
Okay, so this is... Okay.
Now what are you reading, Joe?
I just am trying to figure out what we're doing here. So better kelp is either about somebody trying to find an egg replacement, or Alex, I swear if you keep that in, I'm gonna find you in Alaska. Okay,
it's
so
just
Alex,
a typotypograph.
I didn't do typotypograph. Okay, so the other option is Manolo pretends to be a plant and people have to convince him to grow big and strong. Okay.
I'm already big and strong.
Yeah, he's about as big and strong as he's going to get.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm not going to get any bigger or stronger. That's what the doctors told me. And the trainer.
I guess the winner... is better kelp. I don't know. Alex, you want me to consult the dirt doctor. Okay. Oh, Regina, our dirt doctor, just put in the chat, what if callers convince each other to grow big and strong? Absolutely disgusting. Okay. People are nodding along with this. Like, that's a good idea. Absolutely not. Annie just gave it a thumbs up. Like, that's okay. Regina, you think that people should call it and other people should convince them to grow big and strong.
The last couple of weeks, I've just been sensing a lot of vulnerability and like raw emotions in the call, in the podcast. And I think like the community could really use a chance to support like a form, like a structured form to provide that kind of affirmation. I think that'd be really beautiful and really heartwarming for all of the Dr. Game Show audience.
Okay. So,
and as a future, as a PhD candidate, I have to say that this is like scientific. This is exactly how plant biology works. This is what I would recommend to all of my research assistants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, wow. A lot of people are agreeing with you in the chat. Interesting. Thanks, Regina. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Okay, people are really... okay. Wow, Joan is saying raw emotions, raw foods. Wow, Bill is saying, I hope you grow big and strong, Regina. Wow. Okay.
Bill wants you to grow big.
I don't want to grow big and strong, Bill. I'm actually quite comfortable, not big or strong. Okay? I'm actually weak and small. That's how I'm going to stay. Okay, I guess that's the winning game with the winning rules. I'm going to be sick next time, but if anybody if anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to. Okay, so that's the winning game. Congrats, everybody. No, I'm not going to feel better, Andrew. I'm not going to feel better, okay? Andrew's in the chat saying, feel better, Joe. Actually, no, you did this, okay? So this is, that's the end of the episode. Let's see. Let's have our plant suicide couple, Carla and Andrew, and Maine, if you could just sing us out.
Sorry, we just kill a lot of plants, that's all.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, they kill themselves.
Yeah, they kill themselves.
Okay, though, could you sing us out if you could, please? We're going to do our special thanks.
I don't know. Can we have some kazoo, too, maybe?
Yeah, great. Love that sound. Okay. Emily and Isaac. Oh, great. Okay. Special thanks to our producer Alex Ann, our mixer Ian Christians, recording remotely. The theme song was once by Big Hughes, now by Regina. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Game show by a Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by Manolo at maxfunstore.com. Feel free to send us your fan art or games or Dr. Game Show at gmail.com. So much. Okay, thank you so much. Really nice collaboration. Can't get enough of the kazoo. Wish it was spelled with 8 more O's. It's really great work. What we're going to do now is we're going to do the Manolo Minute. This is a time where Manolo reflects on all of the decisions and thoughts he's made over the course of the last hour. So you ready?
Yes. Sure. Why not? Might as well.
Stop! Okay, so... Okay, so we get a free membership to BetterHelp. Okay, so here we go. The minute starts... Now.
Oh, you don't know? No intro? Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. You want an intro now? Okay.
No, I mean, I know what the intro is.
No, I'll give you the intro. Manolo, okay. what's going on, man? Time starts now.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. So, bringing it back to the beginning of the episode, when I had microphone problems, it reminded me how, like, whenever I do, like have meetings and Zoom meetings and stuff with strangers, they always ask me what my deal is because they see this little microphone peeking up from the side, and then they're always like, oh, are you a singer or something, because you have a microphone and a deep voice. And it's like, why do they assume that I'm a singer, that I could sing good? But I don't know. They just like, what if I don't know, do comedy. they think I'm just because I'm Asian and have a microphone, then that I do karaoke. Why can't I just say something funny instead? They're always like pushing me up to the front of the stage and making me sing songs that I don't remember the lyrics to. But what if I wanted to say a joke with a backing track? Could do that. Do that to Total Eclipse of the Heart. Talk about Tinder. Anyway. Alex said, carry a jokey. I don't know. That's it. Can I make my minute up?
Yeah. No, I think it's been about three. So that was really, really, really good stuff. Okay. So Manolo, you did it again. The Manolo minutes continue to evolve.
Like a Pokemon.
Okay, so that's been our show. We did it great. Everyone did it great. And if you didn't think you did it great, check again, because you got a custom magnet coming towards you. Okay, so the nice work, everybody. Have a good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.